No, thank you for joining us here on Press TV World News. And now Russia has warned that the United States is using NATO as an instrument to boost its influence in Europe. Now, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that after the breakup of the Soviet Union, the U.S. has led efforts to expand NATO instead of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Lavrov warned that the military alliance is now moving to the east, close to Russia's borders. NATO and Russia have been increasingly flexing their military muscles. Conflict in Ukraine is seen by many as a tug-of-war between the Western military alliance and the Russian Federation. And to get more on the story, we're joined out of Los Angeles, California, by Mr. Stephen Kelly, former CIA NSA contractor. Now, Mr. Kelly, can you please elaborate on NATO's westward expansion and why Russia feels it's excessive and provocative towards Moscow?
Well, the whole purpose of NATO from day one was the conquest of Russia. It certainly had nothing to do with defeating the Nazis. This was just a continuation of that. So post-Soviet Union, it's still the same thing. It always has been. Now it's turned into a war of the Rothschilds against the free world, if you will. Certainly all the factors are coming to play. If you look at what they're doing with the people in Eastern Europe and Ukraine, they seem to be gravitating to all the criminals and the Nazis and the most despicable types that you could imagine to man these efforts.
And then they're setting up shop on multiple fronts on Russia's borders. I mean, how can NATO's expansion threaten regional peace, in your view, and could it elicit a harsher reaction from Moscow beyond what we've seen so far?
Well, you know, if you look at history, of course, an event like the Cuban Missile Crisis, of course, was considered something that brought us very close to war. And if you look at what NATO is doing right now on the actual borders of Russia now, it makes those events pale by comparison. So certainly the Russians have every right to be complaining about this. I think that if anything, the fact that they are able to remain as calm as they are and deal with it the way they are doing it shows that they do have a superior ability to retaliate should NATO choose to make this suicidal blunder.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly, for your input. It's Mr. Stephen Kelly, former CIA NSA contractor, joining us out of Los Angeles.